So the Tigers played in the All-Star game yesterday. There were three of them.
Yeah.
It was Riley Green. It was Dylan Dingler. And it was Kevin McGonigal. The cool part, I will say, Kevin McGonigal got a pretty nice cheer from the crowd. He's from the Philadelphia area.
Yes.
And that was cool. Apparently, he had over 30 people there to watch the All-Star game. So that's very cool. But in terms of, like, their production, zero. Riley Green, 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Dylan Dingler, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Kevin McGonigal, 0 for 2 with a strikeout. So not a lot of production from the Tigers on the All-Star stage.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of not a help from those three for the American, even though the American League did.
American League win. They shut out the National League, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And now the American League will have home field advantage. No.
Those are the old days.
I love those days.
Yay!
I love it. Christian Romo is the sports reporter with the Detroit Free Press and joins us this morning. It's good to have you back. What did you make of the Tigers at the All-Star game? They were lackluster, to say the least, it felt like.
I think if you're a Tigers fan, what you need to hang your hat on is that the Tigers have sent 9 players to the All-Star game in the last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of All-Stars. Don't look at their performance. They haven't had a hit collectively in the All-Star games. It's an exhibition game, after all. And it's not what you want to see, especially if you stay up that late to watch your favorite players. But this is an All-Star laden team, mm-hmm. despite the fact that they're 8 games under .500 right now.
You know, if you had to point to one area that's kind of kept this team from being, you know, in first place today, is it the bullpen? Is it the outfield injuries, inconsistency on offense, something else? What did you say?
The bullpen is what I think a lot of people are going to be focusing on for the next couple of weeks. If you take a look at the stats, this is a pretty league average bullpen, which is something that a team can handle if your starting rotation is as good as the Tigers have right now. A lot of this is injury luck. I don't think a lot of people are focusing too much on how much the Parker Meadows and the Javi Baez injuries have really hurt this team. It's forced a lot of people into uncomfortable situations. It's giving a lot of plate appearances to Matt Vierling and Howie Lee. And it's something the Tigers haven't really overcome as of yet. I still think this Tigers team is good enough, obviously, to compete in the American League. They're at plus 24 run differential. That's the third best in the American League. They should be about 4 or 5 games over .500 right now, not 8 games under .500. But that's not the reality. And they have to play really well over the next 2 weeks to prove that this is not only a playoff-worthy team, but a contending team in the American League.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there are guys on this roster, namely Tarek Skubal, that feels like they should not be sellers at the deadline. It sounds like even him. That he wants to stay on this roster because he feels like this is a contending roster. And so there are going to be some tough decisions made as we get closer to the deadline.
Yeah, and it's not as if the Tigers have 2 months to figure out where they are. They have 2 weeks.
Right.
They have to figure out who they are until August 3rd when the trade deadline happens. And this isn't a situation where like a 9-7 or a 10-6 record over the next 16 games until August 3rd is going to be good enough. 10-6 record is going to put them at 4 games under .500 at the trade deadline. And just as a comparison point, in 2024, the last year they sold off at the deadline, they were 3 games under .500 at the All-Star break and 5 games under .500 at the trade deadline. This team's going to have to go 11-5, 12-4, maybe. They have to win 75% of their games over the next 2 weeks, and it's doable. The teams that they're playing aren't very good right now. They're playing the Angels, they're playing the Royals, they're playing the Orioles, the A's. The Cubs are the only team amongst these 5 that is above .500, and the Tigers actually have a winning record against teams above .500 this season. But still, a 75% win percentage, that's an elite mark for any team to ask for, much less a team that hasn't played up to the standards as expected, like the Tigers.
Skubal is still the ace, but he's entering, as we know, free agency after the season. Does his contract situation kind of make the second half even more critical for this for the Tigers?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tigers haven't really publicly shown that they're willing to offer Skubal the contract that's commensurate to his talent and his production. Someone's going to offer Skubal a whole lot of money next season. I don't think it really matters what his production is going to look like. By the numbers, he hasn't been the best pitcher on the Tigers this season. Both Kader Montero and Casey Mize have outperformed him in a volume level. Troy Melton has been better on a per inning basis, but that can be smoke and mirrors. Pretty much everyone agrees that Tarik Skubal is the most coveted player at the trade deadline. And if the Tigers don't really perform up to those elite expectations over the next couple of weeks, you can look for them trying to get a haul from some contending team.
Baseball America had ranked the Detroit Tigers farm system now at number 22 in the league. That's 8 from the bottom. Part of that is because Kevin McGonigal has graduated up to the big league, and that's that certainly has helped this team. But how does that factor into the trade value, the market that they're going to be, if they are going to indeed be buyers? How does that factor into who they'll be able to pull in?
I think it depends on how long a view the front office wants to take. One of the reasons that the farm system has gone from the top farm system a couple of years ago to 22nd as Baseball America ranks them right now is because, as you mentioned, a lot of the best prospects are in the big leagues right now and doing very well. And Kevin McGonigal has signed that long-term contract. He's going to be here for a while. Troy Melton has another 5 years actually of team control before he becomes a free agent. So it's not as if they trade Skubal, possibly Mize, possibly Jack Flaherty, and all of a sudden they become an also-ran. They still have a lot of talent everywhere on this field that's going to be here for the next couple of years at least. So it sort of depends. Are the Tigers playing for 2027, or are they looking to take a bite at the apple from 2028 to 2033, as Scott Harris likes to say?
Well, if you had to give, Tigers fans, Christian, one reason to stay optimistic after this kind of frustrating first half, what would it be?
They're playing a lot of not very good teams for the rest of the season. I believe that the Tigers have the 29th rated schedule in terms of opponent average over the rest of the season. And again, this is a team that is loaded with talent. It's possible, very possible, that they get Jackson Job back healthy in the next couple of weeks. Gleyber Torres might also be coming back in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And if you get any production at all from a Carey Carpenter, a Spencer Torkelson, a Colt Keith, that really extends lineup beyond the top three all-stars that you see. Riley Green, Dylan Dingler, Kevin McGonigal. By the way, Dylan Dingler has been the best catcher in baseball, and he hasn't even been the most productive hitter on the team.
Right. It's a testament to how even keel he's been throughout much of the season, certainly. Christian Romo, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, 30 seconds left, Jason. What do you want them to do? You want them to be buyers or sellers?
I want them to be sellers.
Oof.
Oh.
Because I think the future...
The future's bright.
With the future, you're going to need to get some players for Skubal.
Absolutely.
Because, again, I always say, with the offense...
Yeah.
And you go and you face everybody's number one and number two. We've seen.
But that doesn't help whet the appetite right now, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. I know.
Take a break. More next.